Blog Talk Radio. This song is for those days when life has beat you down. You're broken, you're hurt, you're tired, and you need to get in God's presence. Because when you're weak, that's when His strength is made strong. And you know that if you can just get there, you will be okay. Everything will be okay. and Nesby, everybody.
Greetings and blessings. Greetings and blessings. And I say greetings and blessings again and greatness. Coming to you live from Sankofa Infinity Holistic Ministries by way of the platform of BTR, Transcending Sankofa. I have to apologize because I think last week when I, well, not last week, but Sunday when I did my last show, I had myself on mute, I believe. I think I did. I have this new headset piece for the show, so maybe you got half of the show. I'm not really sure. But if you did, nevertheless, the part that you did get was the part that you needed. And I won't make a big fuss of it, because all things happen for a reason, and all things work together for the good. For the good. Okay. So, what came to mind this morning in regards to bringing it to the table of Transcendent Sankofa is that when I talk about power, owning your own power, your power resides within your ability to make a choice, to make a decision, and oftentimes an executive decision, one that will a choice that will enhance, increase, and elevate the cultivation of your spirituality. That is your power. That's where your power lies, because at the end of the day, that is what we are free. That is what we are free to function in. That is what we are free to operate in, is choice. Choice, willing, free in your will to make the right choice. And that right choice is going to enhance and expand and elevate your consciousness. That is what came to mind this morning because, you know, these shows are unscripted for me. I just come on and I allow myself to be submissive to the channeling that is coming through. So they're never scripted. But what I'm finding out is that just before the show, the morning before the show, or the day before the show, something always comes in. And, I mean, it just falls on me like a blanket. I don't know. I don't know any other way to describe it, but when it came to me this morning, that's exactly what it felt like. It felt like someone was laying a blanket, a fleece blanket on me, I might add. But power, owning your power resides in your ability to make choices. And in making choices, is always imperative. It is always imperative to step back and observe the options that you have before you. Observe what you have before you in the now, in the present, and make a decision based on the choices, the options that you have in front of you. And as you make an option, as you make a choice on that option, and that choice is for the cultivating of your spirituality, it will unfold. But you cannot be concerned about how it will unfold. You can be concerned about it is going to unfold. It's going to happen. But I have to make a choice. and things are set in motion based on the choices that you make. There, I mean, yeah. And you would be so amazed at how one choice turned your life inside out, upside down. Just one choice. One choice, or moving 1 minute too soon, moving 1 second too soon. There is choice in the movement. There's choice in the movement. So, they focused on your choices. Now, what I've decided to do is that I've been looking at the sacred truths, and that's what I've been studying. And there are seven sacred truths, and I like the idea that there are seven, because in that seven they correspond to the chakras, and in the corresponding of the chakras correspond to a particular faculty within our being. I mean, it goes even deeper. And, you know, when I talk about faculties, I'm talking and I'm expressing my knowledge in regards to the tree of life. Because, right, that is my life. I have trees all around me. And that's not because that's my life. That is because of my life, because I have trees around me. It's because I realize that I am a tree of life. And therefore, as a tree of life, I have access to source that will allow me to activate these faculties within me. Activating these faculties, my chakras will come into alignment with my divine being. So therefore, I am a light-filled being. I am an energetic being. So in these seven truths, levels of truth, sacred truths, there are three that I want to focus on, and it's the external power. All is one. Honor one another and honor thyself. Sacred truths found at the very foundation. Now, this show is titled Transcending Sankofa. Going back to the tribal thinking that we have cultivated and accumulated over a period of time, from family, from peers, from community, from the church, from all those things that were around us as we were growing up, coming of age, or coming to a point where we can have a honor code, where we could have an honor code. But as I mentioned, all is one, honor one another, and honor thyself. I used to kind of, I guess, not really question, but buck up against the current of love thy neighbor as I love thyself. Now, that statement alone is a culmination, you honoring one another and honoring yourself. They go hand in hand. Because however you honor someone else outside of you, you honor that person, you honor yourself. It's an honor that you have given to yourself. If you do not honor a person outside of yourself, then how can you honor someone else outside of you? And vice versa. vice versa. I have this situation where I'll call it for now. I just call it it's a very learning experience because it puts me in some very unusual spaces and places within myself. Let me put it like that, where I'm feeling certain emotions that I have not ever felt before, or emotions that I have kept suppressed for so long, and now, boo, all of a sudden, they're out in the open, and I have to respond to them. I have to respond to them, and in responding to them, I engage. You know, it's a process. It's always a process of assimilation, digestion, and elimination. Always. That's the baseline of everything. You assimilate, you digest, and you eliminate. With these emotions, they are assimilated already in me. I've already digested them. Now, as an adult woman, I am eliminating the emotion that does not serve my greatest and highest good. So, you know, those things are very, it's always the spiritual walk, the soul journey is all about you. It starts and ends with you. Nothing exists outside of you. Nothing can exist unless it exists inside of you. And when it exists, you have projected something onto it. It's just like how that saying, how a tree can fall. If a tree falls down in the forest, does it make a sound? No, it doesn't make a sound until you project that it has made a sound. Otherwise, it doesn't make a sound. And not only that, the sound can be acknowledged by your senses. If you never speak it into existence, then it does not exist. It's just a tree that has fallen down in the forest. I don't know if it has made a sound because I didn't speak it into existence. And that's just how... That's powerful. That is powerful because you can be watching something, or you can be looking at something or experiencing something. Feel it. You feel it in your being. But the minute that you identify with it and you identify and project your words onto the space, it is so. It has to be. That's what it is. It is so. So going back to all is one. All is one and one is all. Everything lives, moves, and have its being in the all that is and all that will ever be. Nothing can exist outside of that. Honor thy neighbor. You know why? Because all is one. We're all one. We're all the same. Neighbor, my neighbor is who I am. It's a reflection of who I am. So if I see my neighbor as a reflection of who I am from a divine base, then there's an honor code. I love them unconditionally. I smile at them when there's no need to smile. I visit them. I talk to them. I establish a relationship with them. I relate to them as if they are my neighbors, yet they are myself. They are who I am. They're just an extension, and I am an extension of the all that is and all that will ever be. Those external powers is where we get tripped up. Because those external powers, we're talking about the first, second, and third chakra. Most people vibrate from the first and the second chakra. They vibrate, they make their decisions based on tribal beliefs, collective thinking, communal, they're very communal, community-wise. The second chakra is based on one's identification with its sexuality and how they find comfort in that. Now, I am almost certain, and I know that it is deeper than what I am saying it is, but for the show, for the broadcasting of the show, this is how I'm going to put it out. If you want a consultation, or if you want to talk to me more extensively, you can always reach me at 347-559-4291, and I will address whatever question that you have for me. Whatever question, you can reach me at iamsankofa9@gmail.com, or you can reach me on Facebook, Sankofa Infinity. But I am always available to assist in the cultivation and the cultivation of one's spirituality. I'm always available for that. You might not like the things that I say, but that's okay. In the disliking, you have to question yourself, why did I meet resistance with it, with the thing that was stated? Everything starts and ends with you. You have to take responsibility for you and you. You and you. No one else can walk that path but you. That is working out your salvation. That is working out your salvation. And sometimes it may feel like you're doing it with trembling and fear, but it can be done. But one has to be honorable. Think of those things of integrity and honesty, dignity within thyself. Don't look outside, because it's not outside. The answers are not outside. It's within. I'm forever and a day challenging or asking people to go within. If you want an answer, go within. Go within. And I guarantee you, when you go within, there will be no need for you to copycat. There will be no need for you to imitate another. It will be no need for you to put on someone else's clothes. And I'm talking about another person's projections and how they project their personality. No need, because you've come into your own and you're owning your own power, your own sense of self. Your own sense of self. I am always vigilant of what people say to me. And they may be saying it out of, you know, just saying it. But for me, because I am aware, I am responsible for my own divinity. And because of that, it is my greatest intention to obliterate, to destroy, and to rid myself of any false belief, false thoughts, or false ideas, false premises that don't line up with my divinity. Don't line up, because the alignment of my divinity, the source of who I am, is my dominant intent. That is my soul's purpose. It's to stay in alignment with all that I am and all that I will ever be. And in that space is where I live, move, and have my being. In that space is where I live, move, and have my being. So, you know, take out time with yourself and quiet with yourself, because you'll find that silence, being in silence without the TV, without the computer, the telephone, or anything else that is outside of you, is very, very powerful. That is the most intimate moment of one's life. That is the ultimate intimacy to me, is silence. Going within cannot be silent. They always have to have something on, some TV, some radios. They are talking. They have to be, something has to be going on. They cannot quite come into that space. I call it my mother's womb. Come into that space of their mother's womb and just be. Be in the space. Just be in the space of pure silence. And you will be amazed at what bubbles up inside of you. And in the bubbling, what projects itself outside of you, as if you're sitting there watching a movie. Powerful. It's powerful. We're powerful beings. How can we not? How can we not function as the likeness and the image of all that is and all that will ever be? And be created from that same energy. How can we not do that? We do it because we make a choice. Well, it's my choice. It is definitely my choice to stay in alignment with source energy. Stay in the light, out of the darkness, the ignorance, the night. That is my choice. And I say to you, it should be your choice too. That's my opinion. And that's my expert advice, is that you should feel the same way. But at the end of the day, you're the only one that is responsible for your own spiritual growth. No one else can take that path for you. And I mentioned that earlier, and apparently I need to say it again. No one can take that runway with you. You must go down that road by yourself. By yourself. Naked and unashamed. Naked and not ashamed. Come and go as you are, so that you can come as you are. Go as you are, so that you can come as you are. I'm getting ready to take a break. Before I came on, I was I had Donna Lawrence, and I played all three of his songs already, but I'm going to play them again because, like I said, I'm testing out this equipment that I have this tool, this new tool that I have in order to get this message across. But I will be back soon. Enjoy.
And let's be everybody.
Seasons go.
Yes, we reap.
Yes.
What we sow, that's life. Anybody kind of know about that out there? It's all a part of life.
Every painful moment that I send to you, God designed it just to bless you. For these trials
come to make
to
trials,
they come to make
you whole.
I am back. You are listening to your host, Yahshua Elohim, with Transcending Sankofa by way of platform BTR. Donna Lawrence, you know, the name of the song is Get Your Life Back. Sometimes you have to go and get your life back. And in going and getting your life back, you may have to sever some ties. You may have to cut yourself away from some spaces and places within and without that does not serve the greater good of who you are. But in doing that, you have to make a decision. You have to make a decision and be willing to be assisted and aided in the process. Everything starts and ends with you. Everything starts and ends with you. So if you're in a place in your life where you feel like your life is chaotic, stressful, and, you know, life doesn't have to be stressful, I'm pretty sure my life is different from most people, but at the end of the day, we all have life, and we all have to deal with the trials and the tribulations of life. We have to deal with that, and we deal with that based on how we respond to circumstances, situations, and conditions. That's all. There's only circumstances, but if you project to those circumstances. You're going to experience what you have projected on those circumstances. You're going to experience that. So if you call it an ugly duckling, then you must experience that, which is an ugly duckling. Point blank. Bottom line. And, you know, life, like I said, life is beautiful. There are a lot of things that I have not experienced, but there are a lot of things that I have experienced. But this one common thread is that we all have emotions. So what one may feel with one circumstance, I may feel the same thing, but it may be a different circumstance. It may appear different, but we're all feeling the same way because we all have feelings, we have emotions, and we have thoughts. That's what makes us all one. That's what makes us the reflection of one another because we have those common threads in common, and it ties and binds us to one another. You know, I always even in dealing with persons that I might not be to my likings, I find myself dealing with them anyway. Even though they're not to my likings, it's something in me that makes them my liking. And until I straighten out that discordant of that liking, it's not going to be a smooth ride. It's going to always be chaos. You know, that's why relationships are so important, because when we get into relationships, and it's not about, you know, relationships is a matter of degrees. Degrees is based on how close you allow a person to get to you. Think about it. How close do the planets line up with one another at a particular time? That's how we operate. That's relationship. The aspect is based on the opposition of two subjects or two people or two planets, whatever the case is. There's always a polarity there, always working. But if we are not aware, if we're not aware of our center, our focus point, and our own integrity, you're going to get caught up by the current, by the emotions, not only of your emotions that are bubbling up in you, but the emotions that is created in the space between you and that individual. That's why, you know, you be careful, be mindful not to be unequally yoked, because in the yoking there's a transfusion that goes on, a transference of energy where you two are exchanging energy. I was looking at a post the other day, and this post, oh my God, and it literally brought tears to my eyes. But this post was two swans, a post of two swans that had gotten themselves entangled and enmeshed with one another. Do you understand what I'm saying here? And the reason why I became so tearful about this, so connected, because that's how we are as individuals. Even though we are an individual, indivisible person, one person, sometimes we find ourselves in situations and circumstances, conditions that have us tangled up with one another, have us bind to one another. But in this post, even the swan knew that it needed assistance. And the swans were tied up with one another. The necks were tied up with one another. I don't even know how to get to the post, but hey, look forward. Two swans tied up with one another. And it wasn't because they were mating. It wasn't any of that. They were tied up. But these swans were out in the middle of a pond, tied up, fighting with one another, wrestling with one another, trying to separate themselves. And in trying to separate themselves, there was more pain that was being caused. More pain, more stress that was being caused and brought about on those swans, just like us. But the swans saw someone on the edge, the banks of this pond, a human being, a woman, and they paddled themselves to this woman, and this woman properly untied them. And when she untied them, they were again made free. Be ye not entangled in the yoke of bondage. That's what comes to mind. We're the same way. We get into these situations and we get ourselves tied up. But if we can find within ourselves, end up being tied up, if we can come back and center within ourselves, get silent, that thing, the source, the soul itself, knows exactly when to do it and how to do it and who is going to assist you and aid you in becoming untangled. See, I don't know how long those swans were out there, but I think a great analogy. It was an amazing analogy and a demonstration of how we function in life with one another, always being entangled with one another. messed up, enmeshed, because we do not follow our own internal guidance system as person. Because once again, like I said before, everything comes back to you. It begins and ends with you as a person. You have the ability, the potential, and the capacity to operate and function at your greatest and highest potential of the divine. But you have to make a choice. It would be easy for the divine to say, okay, sap them with this, or do this for them, or do this for them, or do that for them. Easy. But what would we get out of that? Nothing. Nothing. Because we are here to grow into the purpose of the soul. We are here to come into the oneness of soul as soul comes into oneness of spirit, the divine, and emerging. The man moving into the soul moving into spirit, and then operating as one yet three. Body, soul, and spirit. Body, soul, and spirit. So, it's a great topic. Great topic to be talking about and, you know, conveying. And I'm just grateful that I can be a part of the process. Grateful that I can be a part of the process. And I look forward to doing it more, greater, and bigger, you know. And whatever I'm doing, you can do it too, and you can do it better than me, greater than me. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. So, I'm going to take another break. And here's another piece from Donald Lawrence. And I hope you enjoy it, because I sure do. I mean, it helped me through my times of moments of the soul, you know, walking through those shadows, valleys, the valley of the shadows of death. It helped me through. It helped me through. And now, listening to it and knowing that I got through it, I'm like, all is one. All is one. There's nothing separated from the all. Nothing. Nothing. Everything is just a matter of degrees. Esther Hicks stated, you know, she's a channeler. She channels the collective beings of Abraham. And she stated that you're one thought away from reaching your desire or your manifestation or the greatest and highest aspect of your being, one thought. You're like degrees. It's a matter of degrees. But anyway, I will come back to you all later. And like I said, enjoy.
This song is for those days when life has beat you down. You're broken, you're hurt, you're tired. And you need to get in God's presence. Because when you're weak, that's when His strength is made strong. And you know that if you can just get there, you will be okay. Everything will be okay. Can I lay?
Can I lay in your arms? Keep me from
I dare not make this stuff up. I only talk about my own experiences. And had I not had an experience with the divine myself, I would not be talking. I would have no need to talk. I would have no need to cast so broadly the seeds of the divine. I would not. So it is my experience that I've had with the divine that has brought me to such a space and place in this time. And for that, I am very grateful. I'm very grateful. Let's talk about being grateful. I wonder how many people, or if you're listening to this show, I wonder how often people grateful and thankful for every single thing that is in their life. Every single thing. And that, let's start with the breath. Just having the ability to exhale and inhale without pain is something to be grateful for. Because there are a lot of people who can breathe, who are exhaling and inhaling by way of a machine. By way of a machine. And there are some people who breathe and who exhale and inhale based on the emotions, based on their emotions, which is why they're usually reaching for a cigarette. Because cigarettes is not only an addictive substance, but it's about your emotions. Think about it. If you are a smoker, think about it. When you reach for that cigarette, ask yourself, what were you thinking about before you reached for that cigarette? And how are you feeling before you reach it? You to move towards that cigarette. Something is prompting you to do that. It's, and you know what? The cigarette itself happens to be a false intervention. It's intervening, but what it's doing is interrupting. It's interrupting the healing process. It's interrupting the period and the moment of silence and becoming aware of your own emotions and your feelings and your thoughts. It's an interruption. It is an interruption, and it's, I think it caused complete disruption because it causes havoc on the body. You know, but I'm not here to talk about smokers or whatever. I mean, you smoke, you smoke. If you smoke, you do it because you like it, and you do it because you want to. So it doesn't matter how many TV shows you watch about it, how many commercials you watch about it, or how much I even talk about it, talk contrary to it, you're still going to smoke. Because at the end of the day, everything starts and ends with you. You're responsible for you and you. But going back to being grateful, every morning, when my eyes, the minute that my eyes are open, I have to be grateful, thankful that my eyes could open. My eyes could open. Think about it. There are some people who are in comas because their eyes cannot open. Their eyes can't open and their senses cannot engage. Cannot engage. They're locked up inside themselves. Think about it. There's just so much to be thankful for, a life of gratitude. Every waking moment, a moment of gratitude. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that I can hold my body up. I'm grateful that my posture is in such a way that it supports me when I'm standing up or when I'm holding myself up. I'm grateful for all the organs that are within my body. I'm grateful for my bones, the skeletal system, the internal systems that are within me, my kidneys, liver, spleen, pancreas, reproductive system, cardio, my heart, my respiratory system, my esophagus, my trachea. My mouth, my lips, my eyes, my ears. I'm just, you know, everything starts with you. Just start with you and then move out. When you're done being grateful for all that you are as a body, a mortal being, move out of yourself and say, my God, I'm grateful that I have this chair to sit on. I'm grateful for those who invented the chair to sit on. I'm grateful for the water that runs out of the faucet so that I can take a shower and have the choice between hot and cold, lukewarm. I'm grateful that I can hold the toothbrush to my mouth. I'm grateful that I can brush my teeth. I'm grateful that I have teeth to brush. I'm grateful that I can taste the water. I'm grateful that I can feel the water. There's something always to be thankful for. I'm grateful that I can feel the sun come down on my skin, and I can feel the heat of it, the warmth of it. And I can feel how it's penetrating into my being. There is something always to be grateful for. And I think I'm hitting the spot, the space, because even in your circumstances, your situations, and conditions that you find yourself in, be grateful that you are in them and that you can see them for what they are. For what they are. Be grateful that you can have the experience. Be grateful of the fact that you can say within yourself, this is going on with me now, but I know that if I stay focused and I stay centered within my being, that it will be over soon. It will be over soon. Be grateful. There's so many opportunities that we have to walk into our divinity, that is just, it's damn near impossible not to. And it only becomes impossible to those who do not know and who don't want to know. The way is lost to those who don't know. The way, you know. I'm going to leave you with another tune, and then after this tune, another Donna Lawrence, I'm going to loose myself from BTR and Transcending Sankofa, and I look forward to doing this thing again Thursday. Same time, same place. Yeah. But once again, if you want a consultation or if you have a question about a particular thing in which I have stated, feel free to call Yahshua Elohim at 347-4-347-55 347-559-4291. That's 347-559-4291. You can always reach me at iamsankofa9@gmail.com. You can reach me at Sankofa Infinity on Facebook. Or you can even leave a message on Blog Talk, Sankofa Infinity Holistic Ministries. I haven't placed a holistic in there yet, so it's Sankofa Infinity Ministries. And the reason why I changed the name is because I'm not just focused on the spiritual aspect of one's being. I'm focused on the whole body as a unit. So even as a Reiki master, it is no good for me to focus on the root chakra and not focus on the whole unit, because you have to understand that all chakras, all faculties of the tree of life, they are constantly working together for the good. They're working simultaneously. And you know, what is coming to mind now, in their working together, they develop and they come into this flower of so many petals. And it is always, always evolving. It is always unfolding into something bigger and better. The colors are always changing. So if I talk about one thing, I must talk about something, you know, the whole unit. And thank you. I got it. I see things as a system, not as a part. If I can focus on the system, then I can experience the wholeness of it. But if I focus on the part, to me, that's deduction. It's deductible reasoning. Well, that's something else. I almost got somewhere else. But it has a lot to do with one's reasoning. If you're going to reason, try to reason properly. If you're going to reason properly, you must do it from a right perspective. And so for me, it's reasoning from the whole instead of the part, reasoning from the unit instead of the part, reasoning from the whole system itself instead of a part. It is good to see the whole forest than to see just one tree. Because in seeing the whole, you see how everything correlates to one another. Sound, and it becomes sound thinking, right thinking. So with that, I am going to go ahead and release myself from Transcending Sankofa, and I bid you well, and I look forward to coming back on Thursday. Be well, stay focused, stay blessed, stay in light, and keep it real, because you know what? You are the creator of your reality. So make it real and not